Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So, folks, as childhood obesity rates in Louisiana rank among the highest in the nation, and without intervention, nearly 7 in 10 children with obesity are likely to enter adulthood with obesity, we recognize that we have a serious problem. And here to talk to us about it is Melissa Martin, Pennington Biomedical's Grow Healthy Director of that program. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Noel.
Not unlike a lot of other numbers, I was learning the other day that I think it's 7 or 8 in 10 women in this country will experience breast cancer. That number blew me away. And then as I was reading a lot of your information that you provided, these numbers equally blow me away that we find ourselves in this really unhealthy predicament.
Absolutely. You know, about a quarter of our children in our state are tackling childhood obesity. And, you know, we rank third nationally for this chronic disease. And so it's really important that we all come together and help our kids get healthier.
So you guys are embarking on this Grow Healthy initiative in the way of an outreach tour throughout Louisiana, October 21st through the 23rd, starts today. Tell us about that.
Sure. So Pennington Biomedical Research Center is really dedicated to understanding, preventing, and treating chronic disease through obesity research and science. But a really big important part of that is research translation and creating resources and tools that our communities can use that come from our research. And that's what Grow Healthy is all about. It's creating resources to help our state prevent and treat childhood obesity. So over the year, we've been traveling across the state. We're in the greater New Orleans area, as you mentioned right now, and we're looking to connect with educators, healthcare providers, communities, and families to raise awareness of these resources that are available to them to hopefully provide support in the space of prevention and treatment.
So one of the things that you're sharing is evidence-based solutions. You know, that's music to my ears because I love those types of solutions. What does that reveal and what does it look like?
Sure. So in the healthcare provider space, you know, there's a recently released clinical practice guidelines on the best ways to treat childhood obesity. And our research has created some resources and tools that help providers actually put that into practice. So toolkits to help them modify their practice, patient education materials, and programming that meets those recommendations. In the education space, we've been doing research in the education space for over 20 years and have some school health programs that work to help kids get healthier. So working with our elementary and middle schools on implementing some of those programs. educating child care centers on ways to really incorporate better spaces and environments for play that help to promote physical activity. And then just being a trusted place for families and community organizations to go to get trusted information through our website. Those are really the main things that we're trying to share with communities. In addition to something called Pennington Generation, it's a research study where we're enrolling families across multiple generations to really have the opportunity to look at how our lifestyles and behaviors impact the development of chronic diseases over time in families.
Obviously, our lifestyle and behaviors are multifactorial, right? And
absolutely.
I guess to sum this all up, I mean, there's probably the connection of what we actually consume and how we consume it has to probably be tantamount to this, you know, to the cause of this disease. I recently traveled overseas and was surprised to hear how many things that we are allowed to put in our foods here as processed foods that they don't allow it in Europe. And, you know, it began this process for me to question why is that? And they seem to follow the science a lot closer than we do. I wonder why.
You know, that's a great question. I think we live in an environment and in a time where quick and convenient often win. And so really helping to identify whole unprocessed foods that you can work into such a fast-paced lifestyle that we lead here can be challenging for families. And so we have some resources and tools to help educate families on how to do that. But I think a lot of it just has to do with the environment that we're in, the access and the availability of the foods that we have. And, you know, just everyone coming together to do our part to make sure that access to fresh fruits and vegetables and easier options for families to eat healthier are more known and better available in all of our communities is important.
I love looking at the data. Does it reveal that we're making any headway?
So, you know, the data is really tricky when it comes to obesity and asking the question if we're making headway. And the reason for that is it's a very complex chronic disease. There's lots of different factors that really go into the outcomes related to chronic disease. And so, you know, within communities, there is a movement and there's a lot of great initiatives that are happening to help move things forward. And so I think that momentum in itself is definitely making headway. And then I think the release of the newer clinical practice guidelines by the American Academy of Pediatrics is also really going to help us make headway in terms of treating this disease in childhood as a chronic disease and having some guidelines for that. So I really believe that's really going to help us move things forward.
How strong is there a genetic connection to this disease moving from generation to generation?
Genetics definitely plays a role in obesity and in childhood obesity. There are a few specific conditions, but then there are also, from a family perspective, a connection. And so sometimes it's genetic, sometimes it's related to the environment or to the norms within that family. And so it's definitely an important factor, you know, when you're considering either prevention for your children or also treatment for your children, family-based approaches are always recommended.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone made me aware the other day, and I was just kind of curious if y'all are looking at this at Pennington at all, that there's a study going on relative to GLP-1 drugs utilized in young kids. Have y'all heard of that, and do you think there is a future for that to assist?
Yes. So the use of obesity medications was part of the new clinical practice guidelines that came out in 2023. And Pennington is involved in several different clinical pharmaceutical trials. And so the evidence is and does suggest that the use of obesity medication in conjunction with lifestyle behavior therapy is, in fact, an evidence-based way to treat and address childhood obesity.
So when we look at this, a lot of folks always, myself included, I like to see whether or not we are going to get, an ROI. And my firm belief, just looking at this at a high level, I really believe that we would get a huge ROI to this, because we know downstream, if this moves into teenage years, adulthood years, that the medical costs necessary for individuals that are really obese, those numbers are off the rails.
Absolutely. You know, from everything from, you know, reducing preterm birth related costs to reducing costs related to other chronic diseases and comorbidities, that's the power of obesity prevention and treatment. Obesity is related to so many other chronic diseases and health outcomes that the more we can put into preventing and treating, the more we can really tackle some of these diseases that, you know, occur later in life, or some of these outcomes that occur throughout life that are very costly, not just to our health system, but to our employment system. You know, there's a lot of associated cost. And so I tend to agree with you. And I feel like our ROI in the space of prevention and treatment for obesity has the potential to have a great return.
Along those lines, and I apologize because I've just got all these thoughts coming into my head, which you probably don't want to be around me when this is happening, right? But I'm just kind of curious. Juvenile diabetes, is that on the uptick?
You know, I really love that you asked that question, because for so long we talked about juvenile diabetes and we talked about adult diabetes. But, you know, over the last 10 years or so, there are so many children that are presenting with what we used to call adult diabetes. And so now we really talk about it as type 2 or type 1 diabetes, because there's not as much age limiting to that diagnosis anymore. But type 1 diabetes, which is traditionally was previously called juvenile diabetes, is still, you know, common and a disease state that a lot of our children deal with. But really, with the uptick in childhood obesity, we're seeing a lot more type 2 diabetes, or what we used to refer to as adult diabetes, presenting during childhood.
Yeah, it's just kind of curious. And I'm glad you were able to address that, because I think it's emblematic of just how broad and diverse the challenges of childhood obesity truly is.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you're seeing children with what you would traditionally have categorized as adulthood chronic diseases, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. It's definitely changing fast, and our science is having to move fast to keep up with that.
So you guys are going to be at Lafreniere Park, I believe.
Yes. So
tomorrow,
yeah.
So tell us about that real quick.
Tomorrow from 1 to 6, we'll be at the Lafreniere Park Farmers and Arts Market. And then a few weeks on November 4th, we'll be at the Uptown Crescent City Farmers Market. And between now and then, we'll be stopping in at a variety of healthcare providers and community leader meetings. And while we're at both the Farmers Arts Market and Uptown Market, we'll have our Healthy Moves bus, big purple bus, you can't miss it. And we will be providing education and information to families and community members, and looking to enroll families into our Pennington Generation research study. So lots of great resources and information, and hope to connect with a lot of your community members.
The Pennington Biomedical Research Center of the Louisiana State University, giving back to the community. We really appreciate that. Melissa Martin, Director of Grow Healthy. Of course, we do it the Cajun way, G-R-E-A-U-X. Healthy.
That's right.
We appreciate all that y'all do, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, ma'am. And Democrat Senator John Fetterman just announced that he would support the Republicans' effort in nuking the filibuster to end the shutdown. He says at the 21st day, he is very concerned about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program running out of money and people need to eat. There are no winners here, he says. It's not getting better every day here. People are starting to get hungry, and I've been fully committed to fund SNAP, open up the government, he said. U.S. Capitol Police are not getting paid now. This is just bad political theater, he says. Open it up. Could not agree more. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.